This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Consumers today paying more for gasoline and diesel while kerosene remains unchanged. Low voter turnout in St. James North by-election sparks concern with a newly formed political party. President of the Barbados Association of Masquerazers says band registration for Cropova is slow. Meantime, President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists says the standard of bashment soca must be raised this season. And at least two people have died after a small plane crashed into a residential street in San Diego. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Consumers are today paying more for gasoline and diesel while kerosene remains unchanged. The price of gasoline has moved up to $3.95 per liter, an increase of 6 cents, while diesel has gone up by 7 cents and now costs $3.40 per liter. Kerosene remains at $1.26 per liter. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne has questioned the timing of the price increase.
These increases in the price of fuel constitute the best evidence that the election has passed and that the government's installments of hardship imposed on the people have returned after the government's electoral success. The timing of the $300 gift before the election was not subtle, and the timing of the price increase after the election is also not subtle. Here we have a situation in which fuel price policy is now reduced to political machination. The people have given the vote to the government, and we are watching them.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. However, the Ministry of Energy has advised that going forward, the consuming public can expect to benefit from the continuation of government's policy, which mandates that retail prices should be reflective of those on the international market. The leader of the recently formed Conservative Barbados Leadership Party has raised concern over the low voter turnout in the St. James North by-election. 8,538 people were registered to vote and only 3,231 voted. President Corey Beckel says the poor showing at the polls signals growing voter apathy and a lack of confidence in both the ruling government and the opposition.
The outcome of the elections, especially as it relates to the voter turnout, it confirms what we have been saying as a party since we launched, and that is the level of apathy as it relates to voting. I believe between 45 to 50% of the voters in St. James North came out and vote, which is concerning. We believe that the state of not just politics in Barbados, but we believe that the voter turnout shows that the majority of the voters in St. James North, and I'm going to use St. James North as a microcosm of the general feeling of the voters in Barbados, and it shows that there is a cause for concern as it relates to how the voters view the ruling party, but also how the voters view the opposition party, particularly the DLP that contested the election.
President of the Conservative Barbados Leadership Party, Corey Beckles. It was a proud and emotional moment at State House as Chad Blackman officially took the oath of office, returning to Parliament and Cabinet as Minister of Educational Transformation. Just one day after his decisive by-election victory in St. James North, the 42-year-old Barbados Labour Party representative was sworn in by President Her Excellency Dame Sandra Mason. Among those witnessing the occasion were his parents, Jacqueline and Delvin Blackman, who shared their joy as their son stepped into national leadership. His father beamed with pride, saying, "Chad has made me a happy father."
I feel humble. I always remember a quote from the Bible, "A wise son maketh a glad father." And I'm glad that my son has made me a glad father. And even though he's a grown man, I would always remind him that it is important to keep focus, remember his creator. And once you do that, all will be well. The importance to be humble, to be sober, always show compassion. Don't look down on people. Good morning, good evening, good night. If you have to cut his food, give somebody some. If you have to do it for it, give it up. Just care for his fellow man, because that is how we live.
Delvin Blackman, father of Minister Chad Blackman. Yeah. Those were the screams from participants in a mass casualty simulation involving two buses at the WIM St. Peter. The exercise formed part of the Barbados Fire Service's 70th anniversary celebrations. Station officer Orlando McAllister, who is attached to the regional security system, explained that the drill involved several emergency agencies working together to test their coordinated response to a major incident.
Is we have a multi-agency response to mass casualty where we are simulating a bus crawl coming through the rim. The night before, you had torrential rains and the buses went missing. The next morning, you get a call where two buses run off the road in the rim and one of them has run through a group of hikers who was hiking in the same area. And as you can see, that's what you have here. So then we activate mass casualty protocols according to emergency response procedures, and hence you have fire, police, DM, SEDIMA, Defense Force, all the emergency response and the mutual aids are here.
He believes more exercises need to be done to ensure there's cohesion between agencies during a disaster.
There's a need for continuous joint training so that we can understand roles and responsibilities and the different responsibilities of various network entities. That's the only way we then do it, so that when we are in the at a major incident, there's unison at the incident ground, so that we won't be wondering who is the incident commander, who does this, and who does what.
Station officer attached to the regional security system, Orlando McAllister. As the island gets ready to celebrate another vibrant crop over season, president of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Brian Worrell, is hoping for band registration to pick up. He tells Starcom Network News that although most bands have already launched compared to this time last year, registration numbers have been slower than expected.
So for the upcoming season, most of the bands already have launched. Early reports from bands is that it's going a little slower than last year in terms of registrations, but we kind of attributing that to, you know, the reggae shows that we had late last month and then the Mother's Day show, etc. So now we're hoping that crop over again to high gear from the second week in May all the way down. So kind of hopeful that things will pick up a bit. But so far, most of the bands, 90% of the bands have launched already, and a few more band launches to come for the latter part of this month.
President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Brian Worrell. And president of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, BACA, Sean Apache Carter, is calling for higher lyrical and production standards in Bashment Soca, even as the genre continues to grow in popularity across Barbados. In an interview with Starcom Network News, Carter acknowledged Bashment Soca's cultural relevance, but expressed concern over what he described as a worrying drop in quality in some of the recent releases. His comments follow growing public debate around some of this year's Bashment offerings.
The lyrical content of the Bashment Soca, I think Bashment Soca has tremendous potential. I think it's something that is unique to Barbados, and therefore a little more time could be spent in the area of creativity. Maybe when you look back at some of the traditional calypsos, you see sexual innuendo being used, but you don't see that today with the Bashment Soca. It's just raw and crass and distasteful and quite derogatory towards our women in society. Say that this thing is uniquely Barbadian, and then you use it to promote Barbados, and then the lyrical content is of the lowest quality. I don't think that is what should be raising the flag for Barbados or representing Barbados.
President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, Sean Apache Carter. And finally, at least two people have died after a small plane crashed into a residential street in San Diego yesterday. Officials said one home was destroyed and 10 buildings damaged after the plane crashed in the Murphy Canyon neighborhood outside San Diego. 8 people were on the ground suffering minor injuries. One was taken to hospital while others were treated on site. Around 100 people evacuated from nearby areas. The small plane was a Cessna 550 aircraft, and that was confirmed by the Federal Aviation Administration, which said can carry 8 to 10 people, including the pilot. Recapping the headlines. Consumers are paying more today for gasoline and diesel, while kerosene remains unchanged. Leaders of the recently formed Conservative Barbados Leadership Party raised concern over the low voter turnout in the St. James North by-election. President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders says band registration for Cropover is slow. Meantime, President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists says the standard of Bashment Soca must be raised this season, and at least two people have died after a small plane crashed into a residential street in San Diego. And that was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.